Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the ABCs of Rock podcast. I am your host, Nathan Shure. And I suppose you're thinking, oh, great, another music podcast. I do realize there are a lot of music podcasts out there, but I'm going to try my best to deliver something new and different to every episode. The format of the show is as follows. I'm a huge fan of all forms of rock and roll, such as hard rock, punk, alternative soul, rap rock, blues rock, metal, classic rock, hair metal, new wave, and so on and so on. I'm going to be going through my music library in alphabetical order by artist. So for instance, today's episode will be the letter A, and for my first episode, I'm going to play 10 songs from one of my favorite all-time artists, Adam Ant. But this isn't going to be just a compilation of songs that you're probably familiar with. I'm going to avoid the hits and the big singles and focus on some of their deeper album cuts. This is designed to give the casual fan a deeper introspective of an artist because let's face it, folks, if you turn on the radio, the only place you're going to hear Adam Ant is in what is now called an oldie station. And 100% of the time, I'm sure you're going to hear Goody Two Shoes, which I will say I never need to hear again. In fact, I never really liked that song, and it's the main reason why it took me such a long time to discover how amazing Adam Ant is. Because radio stations and MTV VH1 at the time would only play that one song. Adam Ant is an incredible artist, and I hope this first episode might turn on some doubters and haters onto his deep catalog of music. So without any further ado, let's get started. The first song we're going to play on our list is Car Trouble Parts 1 and 2, which was off of his debut album called Dirk Wears White Socks, which came out in November 30th, 1979. Now, back when Adam Ant started, he wasn't called Adam Ant. He was under the band name Adam and the Ants, which is kind of interesting. Car Trouble features guitarist Matthew Ashman and drummer David Barbarossa. They both went on to film the band Bow Wow Wow, and also bassist Andy Warren, who left shortly after the recording. Something we're also going to do on the ABCs of Rock is I'm always going to, before we play a song, I'm going to share with you my favorite lyric that's in each song. And with Car Trouble, I love the line, "I used to sit at home silently and wonder why all the preference is polishing the chrome, while all the mothers and the sisters and their babies sit and rock at home." Let's play Car Trouble, parts 1 and 2. All right, that was Car Trouble Parts 1 and 2, written by Adam Ant. Next up is another song that was off of the album Dirk Wears White Socks. It is called Whip in My Valise. Now you might be asking yourself, what is a valise? Well, I did a little research and it's a pretty simple explanation. It's a small traveling bag or suitcase. As always, I will quote my favorite lyric from the song. "You put my head into the stocks and then you went to choose a cane. But hey, your cat has got 9 tails. You like to leave me lame. I can't thank her, my Sunday spanker. There's a whip in my valise, oh yeah." Next, we're going to hear from a song off the album Kings of the Wild Frontier. We moved ahead to Adam and the Ant's second album, which came out on November 3rd, 1980. It was produced by Chris Hughes. Now, Chris Hughes, also a pretty famous producer, he won the Music Week Producer of the Year Award for this album. He also might be, you might be familiar with him from his work on helping Tears for Fears. He produced two of their first albums, and co-wrote their song Everybody Wants to Rule the World. So, this song, like I said, I have not said yet, but it is Killer in the Home. And it's written by Adam Ant and Marco Pieroni. Now, at this time, Adam Ant started collaborating with Marco Pieroni on the second album, and he pretty much was the co-writer on every one of his songs going forward. And my favorite lyric for this song is as follows. Now's the time I must digress from going through the motions. Take my head out of its sling. Free the warrior. I'll fight him in my dreams. Here is Killer in the Home. Right, that was Killer in the Home from Kings of the Wild Frontier. I listened to that, and it's still, I love that song so much. But I think every time I hear it, it reminds me of Link Wray's Rumble, if you know what I'm talking about. Go and find that song. It's a fantastic early rock and roll instrumental from the great Link Wray. But that guitar tone just reminds me of that. It's fantastic. Next, we're going to play another song off of Kings of the Wild Frontier. It is called Dog Eat Dog, also written by Adam Ant and Marco Pieroni. Dog Eat Dog had Pieroni on guitar, Kevin Mooney on bass, and both Chris Hughes and Terry Lee Mail, I'm probably butchering that name, shared the drum duties. And the lyric I'm choosing for this song is, "We're going to move real good, yeah right. We're going to dress so fine, okay. It's dog eat dog, eat dog, eat dog. Leapfrog the dog and brush me daddy-o. Here is Dog Eat Dog." All right, that was Dog Eat Dog, Eat Dog, Eat Dog, Eat Dog. Just goes on and on and on. One thing I want to mention about Adam Ant is a couple years ago, it was about 3 years ago, I actually went to see him in Boston, and it was really cool because it was the anniversary tour of this album, Kings of the Wild Frontier, and it was a fantastic show. He played the entire album top to bottom on the first act, and then came back and played about 10, 12 more of his hits afterwards. But it's really cool. It's rare that I get to go to a concert and I see an artist perform an entire album. So that was a pretty special night. So the next song in our list, we're going to jump ahead to the album Friend or Foe. We actually skipped Prince Charming. And actually, there are some really good songs on Prince Charming. But we're skipping over them because there's other ones I love even more on this album. Next one is called Place in the Country. It was produced by Adam Ant and Marco Pieroni, written by Adam Ant and Marco Pieroni. And this is the first album that was under the name Adam Ant. This is the album that catapulted Adam to superstardom as well with the song Goody Two Shoes. So the lyric that I really like on this is, "You think you're really swinging, but you're off the beat. The moves your brains are thinking doesn't reach your feet. You got to get this complication out of your head or find another man instead." Pretty cool. All right, listen to Place in the Country. Woo! All right. That was Place in the Country. Now, I bet you're telling yourself, wow, that sounds a lot like Goody Two Shoes. Yes, it does. Obviously, it came from the same recording session, but my God, that song is just so much better, I think, at least. And I just wish they would play that instead on the radio. But that's just me. Friend or Foe, the album that came off of, came out on October 11th, 1982. And that was about the peak of the MTV age. So the combination of that and the video for that was a big hit. And that really is what catapulted him to mainstream success. The next song we're going to play is also off of Friend or Foe. It's a much different song, but it's equally as great. It's called Desperate But Not Serious. It was actually the third single from Friend or Foe. And it features Marco Peroni on guitar, Jeff Daly on saxophone, Martin Drover on trumpet, and Bogdan, I'm going to butcher this, Wixling on drums. And the lyric that I really like from this song, if I ask you difficult questions, if I make you improper suggestions, would you find that a risk to your health? Would you put me up on a bookshelf? Right, that was Desperate But Not Serious. I have to say, I think that may be the best use of a trumpet on any rock song ever. So you can send me your hate mail if you don't like that opinion, but that's how I feel. All right, the next song we're going to play is off of the album Strip. Now, Adam Ant's popularity started to wane around this point. Strip came out in November of 1983. It actually is my favorite album from Adam Ant. And the first half of this album, I think, is just epic. It's so eclectic, and it's a very big departure from his earlier albums. And you'd have to listen to the whole thing to really get the whole scope of it. But every song just really complements each other. It's a beautiful album. The first song we're going to play is Baby Let Me Scream At You, which was written by Adam Ant and Marco Peroni. It was produced by Adam Ant, Richard James Burgess, Phil Collins, yes, that Phil Collins, Hugh Pagham, Marco Peroni, of course, and what else can we say about this album? It is Marco Peroni's on guitar, Richard James Burgess on percussion, and Adam Ant on bass. So this is Baby Let Me Scream At You, and my favorite lyric from this song is, hang on a moment, because I'm not always prepared. This is my first show. We're working out the kinks. Well, this is this, and that is that. Though shrinks say they will know better, but people making love says more than any word or letter. Pretty deep stuff. So let's listen to Baby Let Me Scream At You.
Get in, get on, get down, get up. Get up, get dressed, get out. And if you find a better way, pick up the phone and shout. Get in, get on, get down, get up. How fond of what you are. Don't be a useless hang-up, girl. A good chocolate.
That was Baby Let Me Scream At You. The next song, also off of the album Strip, is called Spanish Games. And again, just another example of the diversity that Adam Ant displayed on this album. Much different than anything else he's ever produced. Really good stuff. The lyric that I am going to highlight for this song is, always try to look our best, frills and Spanish dress. When we want to, she can be a matador, chase me round the floor when she wants to.
Oh,
All right, one more song off a strip we're going to play, and it's called Libertine, also written and produced by Adam Ant and Marco Peroni. Libertine, again, another very different type of song, and I can't emphasize enough. If you are interested in exploring Adam Ant, Strip is not a bad place to start. Almost every song on this album is catchy, so I highly recommend it. So, my favorite lyric from this song is, "I know a girl, she's got a lust for danger. Thinks being tough makes her the Lone Ranger. But when the chips are down, it's loving she craves. She's just another Aphrodite slave." I love that. I love that. And I hope you do too. So please check out Libertine. That was Libertine off of the much forgotten album Strip. I really dig that song. My favorite on the album, probably, especially the end of that song, how the music kind of fades away and you're just left with the vocals. Gives me chills. The last song on our top 10 of Adam Ant is a song off of Viva Le Rock, which was an album that came out in September 1985, written by Adam Ant and Marco Peroni, and produced by the legendary Tony Visconti. Tony Visconti, known for his work with David Bowie, T-Rex, and many more. Marco Peroni was on guitar. Christopher, I'm going to butcher this, Constantineau on bass, and Count Bogdan Wisling. Yeah, he was. You think he was a count? I don't know if it was really a count, but he was on percussion. So the count on percussion. And as always, we're going to just highlight my favorite lyric from Apollo 9. I don't know if I mentioned the name of the song, but we're listening to Apollo 9. The lyric is, "We will be fine, Apollo 9, even though NASA say way out of line, way out of line." Of course, I'm not giving the lyrics any justice, and that's not the idea of this. I just love highlighting a couple lines of the lyrics that I really dig, and I hope that you enjoy this format. So we're going to play out with the last song on our list called Apollo 9, and I don't think there really is anything else to say about this. It did reach the UK charts number 13 in the US 131. This may have been his last hit song for a while. He did come back in 1993 with the song Wonderful, but we're going to end this little retrospective of Adam Ant here in the mid-80s, which I think is a good place because this is kind of how I feel is where this would be the best part of his career, I think. So I hope you've enjoyed our show, The ABCs of Rock. I will continue to produce these episodes. And next episode is going to feature an artist, musician, or band that starts with the letter B. So we'll let your mind wander what that could be. It could be a huge band. It could be a small band. We don't know, but we'll find out. So thank you again for tuning in, and we play out with Apollo 9.